email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Watched it last week for the first time, laughed and cried, says Fiona. That's Silver Linings Playbook. Good movie. And Andy, fantastic music, really enjoyed hearing them, says somebody. And somebody else says Andy's voice is unique. Happy birthday from Sheila in Leitrim. Now, two ladies have joined me in studio. There's a waft of perfume.
What can you say?
That's definitely Mary.
Mary Byrne and Eilish O'Carroll. Good afternoon.
And good afternoon to you too, sir.
Yeah, great to see both of you. And you're coming together to star in a play called Waiting for...
Plenty of Gattos.
Gattos. Waiting for Gatto.
Waiting for Gatto. Well, just the title alone. You don't need the headphones, Eilish.
I don't.
No, you don't. No. We're not talking about
anything. It makes me feel important when I put my headphones on. And I thought I could stand in for you.
If you want to have a break, do you want to go and have a coffee?
We'll take over. No problem whatsoever.
This could be the beginning of something.
I'm telling you.
I think so too.
You haven't worked together before, have you?
No.
We've rehearsed together for another play, but we never got a chance to actually perform it. And I am beyond excited to be working with Mary.
Me too. I mean, we just...
To be working with yourself or to be working with
Eilish? To be working with Eilish.
Yeah, exactly.
We met and it was just like we clicked, didn't we?
Clicked immediately.
The two of us are scorpions, right? And the two of us have the same sense of humour.
Okay, well, that's
we don't kill each other and have a great time.
We're Dublin girls, so we know how to have a fight.
Yeah.
Right. Don't draw blood. Whatever you do, don't draw blood. And other than that, we're fine. We'll kiss and make up and we're great.
That's right. The way life is.
Great. So you haven't even started rehearsals for this yet?
No, we start on the... Is it the 2nd?
The 2nd of May.
So what do you know about it then?
Well, we know it's very funny and we know we're the stars. And we know it's going to be only massive. It's going to be really, really funny. It's a show, obviously, a play about diets. And everybody at some point in their life has been on a diet.
Every day.
So it's a slimming club.
It is a slimming club.
Yes. And the funny thing is, Eilish's character in it, at the very beginning of the play, comes out singing about chocolate and cakes and Toblerones and all that type of stuff.
So straight away, there's
the recipe for the laughter.
Favourite things. Kit Kats and Maltesers.
Is that it?
That's the song, yeah.
Right. Yeah, this, and it's lovely, and she's getting all ready for him, putting her menu up for the week.
Yeah,
it is. It's a light-hearted, entertaining show.
It has toured Great Britain before with other people.
It did tour Great Britain and I believe it went to the States, but I'm not absolutely certain about
so
that.
So people know it works.
It gets laughs. But it's going to be even better.
Of course.
But you know, I have to say, because the two of us, you know, love a laugh.
Yes.
I think we can bring our own entertainment to the play and make it probably more funnier for the Irish people.
Yeah, so what about corpsing? You know, is that
I didn't even know what corpsing was until she told me yesterday. No, and I've done it. I've actually done it. I've actually been doing the play called Dirty Dustin.
Yeah.
And I remember one of the girls that was with me fell off the chair. And all I could do was stand in the middle of the room while these two over here trying to do the lines and go into convulsions of laughter.
I
looked down at her and she's in convulsions of laughter. So the audience then went into convulsions of
laughter. Yes.
I didn't know that's what it was.
It's contagious.
Yeah.
And of course, you'd be used to corpsing with Brendan O'Carroll.
With Brendan, you have no choice, do you? And it comes at you at the most unexpected times. And no matter how strong you are, and I try, Winnie tries very hard not to corpse. But there have been a couple of occasions when he has really caught me and I haven't been able to hold it.
I think it's half okay when it's a comedy. Imagine if you're doing some serious play.
You know what I mean? Imagine.
And in the middle of it, you've got a fit of the giggles. It's like getting a fit of the giggles at a funeral.
I've done that as well.
And I've it's over.
Yeah.
Was it your mother's? Because it was my mother's.
I don't know whose it was.
Did you get a fit of the giggles?
I got a fit of the giggles. What happened? And again, Brendan, we're both sitting down, or kneeling down, I should say, and all the family are there. He's beside me. And the priest starts talking about my mother, this wonderful woman, and, you know, mother of 10 children,
a TD,
and all that. He's going through the whole lot. And she was absolutely amazing, a great friend. And he looks at me and he goes, I think we're at the wrong funeral. Well, I just collapsed laughing, right? My uncle, who's behind me, thinks I'm crying, right? And he gets up and he's holding me, going, "It's okay, love, it's okay." And I'm going, "Oh." So, yeah, that was. And the next one was, we were at the graveyard. Right. And
oh, you laughed twice at your mother's
funeral? Oh, twice. She was put into the grave, you know, along with my dad. My dad had been buried years earlier. And down she goes, and he said, "Oh my God, he's not going to be happy." And I said, "Why?" He said, "Because they're opposite ends." And he said, "Mind you, maybe that's a blessing," he says, "because she'd be eating his ear off at this stage." So it was, he brought a lightheartedness to it. And I mean, he was devastated, obviously.
Of course, that's the end of the funny story.
I think you have to. I mean, I remember my mother's funeral, just funny enough, when you said it, getting up to go to the priest to give him the communion thing, and I fell over my father's walking stick. And of course, the priest went into convulsions and my father went into convulsions, and I'm standing on one knee on the ground. And you know, Thomas said, "It's about time now you got up off that knee." He said, "You'd be grand in a minute." But what can you do?
Well, you see, it's the emotion of the whole thing, isn't it? And it needs a sort of an escape valve.
I think that tears and laughter, there's a very close line between the two. Yeah. And I mean, how many times have your mother said to you, "This is going to end up in tears now," when you're laughing so much at the dinner table? Now, I'm telling you, I'm warning you, this is going to end up in tears. And it normally does.
So this won't end in tears. There'll be lots of laughs. Wait, I'm just going to do the plug now in case I forget it, because we've loads of things to talk about. Waiting for Gatto, coming to the Dunamase Arts Centre from the 19th to 21st of May, and that's in Portlaoise.
Yes.
And then are you bringing it around the Pens? Or are you,
hopefully, yes. Well, yeah. This is a limited...
run, yeah. Yes. 19th, 21st of May. Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
he did say, young Richard, the young man who's doing this is an up-and-coming star. There's no doubt about it.
He's a director.
Yeah, and he's 21 years of age, but he has...
What?
Yes.
Yes.
How dare he?
Yes, I'm telling you. He has a head on his shoulders. That's incredible.
When I met him, I wanted to put him in my pocket. Do you know what I mean? And I thought, he can't be serious. And I thought, do you know his enthusiasm?
Yeah.
His heart, his spirit, everything about him.
But he's detailed to everything.
Success.
So you've worked with him before?
I've worked on Dirty Dustin. And the first day we went in to do the press conference, I mean, for a young man, he had the suit on, he had the photographer's there, he had everything laid out. Then we went in to do rehearsals. Every costume you were going to wear was ready and ready to go.
Yeah.
So he literally puts his whole heart and soul into it.
He loves what he does.
Yeah.
And that comes across. It's his life. Yeah. And I mean, 21 years of age. God, what is he going to be when he's
19 when I met him. Like, he was 19 doing Dirty Dustin. Yeah. And we got standing ovations everywhere we went.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just where we're on ages.
No, we're not going to talk. We're going to say age is just a number.
Yeah, well then, give us the number then.
You know, you can pick a number you want. I'm going to stay the same age for the next 10 years, right?
I'm 62.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And I'm 62, are you married?
Yes, darling.
Well, there you go. So anyway, moving swiftly on.
But you have a significant
birthday. Everybody thinks it's this year that I had a significant birthday. Actually, it was last year.
Oh, was it? Okay.
And I hit the big 7-0.
Right.
And I have to say, I went there screaming.
Did you?
Yeah. I think it just suddenly dawned on me and I thought, my God, 70. You can't be 70. And I am. And my family wouldn't let me forget it.
I'm in shock.
Are you in shock? Oh, you see, I love her. I love her. And she's getting her eyes tested tomorrow. So I celebrated the big 7-0. And I was talking to Connor earlier on today. Yeah. And I said, you know, oh, we thought it was this year. And I said, well, it is this year as well. I'm going to be celebrating it this year and next year and the year after.
Yeah. And keep 70 till you're 90.
So, until I'm 90.
We were talking to the brilliant Andy Irvine.
Yeah.
So he's 80 in June.
Yeah.
He's having a gig in Vicar Street. But he was saying that as he's got older, time has sort of accelerated.
Yes.
And it does. And apparently, scientifically, that's true.
Oh, is it right?
Now, I don't know how they work on that. But apparently, you know, as you get older, time does speed up.
Well, here's the thing. When I was about 7 or 8, I used to hang around with this guy called Johnny Osborne. Right. And I remember his mum one day explained to us why time moves more quickly when you're older.
Right.
When you're 5, right, 1 year is a fifth of your life.
Yes.
When you're 70, it's only 1/70th.
Thanks for the reminder. Thank you. And that's
That was really nice of you to tell us. Are we going now? You ready to go?
That's why it does seem to speed up.
But it does. Yeah. I mean, I remember being 21 and coming up to be 24, and really, you know, waiting for it. And it seemed to be taking forever because I wanted to be the grown-up.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, it's there. And then the next couple of years... Yeah. You're 25 and you're going, What happened when I was 21? Yeah. And, you know?
Children accelerate it as well, don't they? They speed it up.
Yeah. Hugely. Yeah. Yes. And you're so busy rearing them, you don't realise that how many years it has taken. Mm. And when it's only when you're looking back and you go. I mean, my son, believe it or not, is 50 this year.
What?
My daughter's 34. I can't believe this.
Now, I had him at 12, but it doesn't matter. He's 50 this year. He's 50 this year. And I can't believe, I look at him and I go, I can't
comprehend. Is he still your baby?
Oh, God, yeah. They never stop being your babies. No. That's the thing, do they?
Yeah, no.
They will never stop being. I worry about them. And when they phone, if they sound a bit down, you know, and I'd say, are you all right, pet?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And I have to remind myself. Mm. And he says, oh, well, you know, the job is getting me down or whatever. And I go, you know, well, you change your job, sweetheart. Oh, yeah. I don't want you under pressure. Yeah. And I'm going, the man is nearly 50 years of age. He doesn't need in guidance.
Well, he does. He wouldn't share it with you if he didn't want your advice.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that's why we miss, you know, our parents so much, because they do really, you're still their babies no matter what age you become.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad died in 2004 and I was 40.
Yes.
And I felt like a lost child.
And often.
I felt so sad and so lonely. That's it. It's really a baby, you know?
Yeah.
So.
You lost
I lost two sisters and a sister-in-law over the last couple of years during the pandemic. Mm. And that was really hard, Ray, because the hardest part being that the Irish and our culture, we send off our people, we get together and we grieve together. Mm. And that starts the grieving, the individual grieving process. And of course, we didn't have that.
Yes.
So I was saying to Mary just before I came in, I think it's only now I'm beginning to really grieve. It's like it's hitting me. So we get a chance to say goodbye to all three on the 30th of April.
Was there 10 in your family?
10.
10. Yeah. And how many are still living?
How many's left now? 1, 2, 3, 6.
Right.
6. Okay. 4. I've lost 4. And that's hard to take as well.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of accept parents, don't you, Mary? Because
you lost your sister, did you?
My sister's in a home.
Oh, she's in a home. Right.
Yeah,
right.
She since her husband died, she's now in a wheelchair. She doesn't really know us, and so it's like you know, I know the grief.
Yes, no, but that's
I'm
what they
grieving
say.
Now, even though she's still alive.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think this is what we need to do. We need to grieve, and I think this is why there's so much depression about now today in Ireland. We have a pandemic of mental health issues now, which we really have to kind of
because we didn't get to do the normal stuff for the last 2 years.
Yeah. And that's so good for the spirit and the soul. You need to get it out. You need to be able to express it, and you need to be able to put your arms around your loved ones and say we're okay. And it's
that was the maddest thing, because I was at not a huge amount of funerals, but a few, because the numbers were limited. But that natural urge to hug somebody.
Yes. You couldn't do it.
Yes.
That was very scary.
Oh, that was the hardest thing for
and
me.
And you were sort of going, and you're stopping yourself.
And my brother, Michael, lost his wife, Lord Rester. And he had to keep her eulogy down to 3 minutes.
Right, because
and of... And as he said, because of COVID. And as he said... He said, I had to work on it for hours, he said. And then suddenly it came to me. And he said, so he explained her life in 3 minutes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The first minute when they first met, the kids. Oh, it was so sad, Ray. It really was.
Because it's more difficult to edit it down, isn't it, than to
hugely
speak
difficult
for 20
to edit
minutes.
Down. Yeah. And then to speak for 20 minutes. Because he wanted to get every point. He wanted to include everything. And that must have been really hard. Yeah. But the hardest thing was, I couldn't hug him.
Yeah.
Because you can say all the things and words are important, but human contact.
Yes.
We're a pack animal and we need it.
Yeah.
Right?
We need those strokes. We do need to touch each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to touch you after
when
the
is
show.
When is your...
Just thought I'd let you know that.
Thanks for the minute and a half warning, Mary. I don't know how I'm going to prepare myself for that.
Under the table. You're free.
Mary, get up.
Poor Ray, I give him a terrible time. I love him to
bits. It's taking a bad turn, ladies and gentlemen.
No. The tickets, I think you have, I don't know where do you have where you
yes,
get the tickets.
Yes, it's dunamaze.ie. And I expect to hear a podcast from you two after this, because you're a perfect match, the two of you.
Thank you very much, Ray.
I think we do a great podcast.
I think we'll have to do
a
podcast.
And like we've done in the last 50 minutes there, you can do anything.
The
serious stuff, the funny stuff, and that's
absolutely.
But that's life, isn't it?
It is. And that's what people want to hear.
You've just given Richard another idea. it there. Yeah. There I hope he's not listening.
I hope he is listening. That'd be a great idea.
There's great potential there. Yeah, a local there radio is. Station, the 2EE. Yeah. So dunamace.ie. It's the 19th to 21st. Waiting for gâteau, as in French for cake.
Yes.
And it stars Eilish O'Carroll. Thank you very much, Eilish O'Carroll.
Thank you.
And Mary Byrne. Yay! Mary Byrne. Yes, we have a bit of music to send us off.
Do you want us to dance as well?
That's it from us. Have a great weekend. Sarah and Cormac are on the way, and we are back on Monday. Whatever you're doing, do it safely. Don't have time for the Pointer Sisters. We play that on Monday or maybe Tuesday. Good luck.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.